Derek Bowen is standing on top of a small enclosed trailer parked at the edge of a grassy park in Eugene. It's overcast and misty, but an acronym on the side of this air monitoring station is clear: LRAPA, Lane Regional Air Protection Agency. Bowen climbs down the ladder with a small cylindrical filter in hand. He steps inside the trailer where the other equipment chugs and clicks away.
We run a 2.5 micron particulate filter at this site.
Those are the super tiny particles from car exhaust and wood burning that get lodged in people's lungs. Bowen carefully packs the filter away. Back at the lab, he'll check pollution levels by weighing it with a super sensitive scale.
You can weigh your name on a piece of paper, you know. Weigh the piece of paper, write your name on it, weigh it again, you can tell. We weigh down to a thousandth of a milligram.
LRAPA operates one of these stations for every 50,000 people in Lane County. Compare that to one station per 250,000 people in the Portland metro area, run by the Oregon Department of Environmental Quality. Like the DEQ, the Lane County agency issues and enforces air quality permits for business and industry. Its air regulations have to be at least as stringent as state and federal. But for some kinds of pollution, LRAPA can go further, says Director Merlin Huff.
We can also regulate smaller sources. For example, coffee roasters were a frequent source of complaints in years past. And there was technology and operation to reduce their emissions, reduce their impacts, reduce the complaints.
Huff says responding to air quality concerns from the public is a big part of what the agency does. This is a reason why the small town of Cottage Grove pays to be part of the agency. City Councilor Mike Fleck serves as Cottage Grove's representative on the LRAPA board.
If someone is having problems with their neighbor, for example, blowing smoke through their property all the time, I think it also gives them a local voice to be able to advocate for them.
But it's not all sunshine, clean air, and rainbows. LRAPA has taken its share of heat from the community and recent years from environmental groups for approving a biomass facility in Eugene. And navigating the fits and whims of four city councils and a board of county commissioners can be challenging, says Bill Becker, head of the National Association of Clean Air Agencies.
The politics throughout the country oftentimes affect the ability of local and regional air pollution agencies to do their job. We wish this wasn't the case, but it is.
This makes maintaining local support a challenge. In tight times, it forces local officials to decide between air monitors and jail beds, and the regional agency can only afford to test the air for toxics like arsenic and formaldehyde every few years. LRAPA's Merlin Huff says if Portland decides it wants to create its own regional air agency, each resident should prepare to pay $1 per year.
If you're not confident you're going to have the long-term support, there's probably other things that you ought to use that energy and dollars for.
And the question becomes, will the city want the burden of local control once the memory of air pollution hotspots begins to fade? I'm Jess Burns, reporting from Lane County.